Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, April 2nd, 2026. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:4 invites us to slow down and observe what Paul actually says before rushing to application. Paul begins with a statement of fact. Believers have been buried with Christ and raised with him. These are completed actions. The verse does not describe a goal to achieve, but a reality already established through faith in Jesus. Paul roots the Christian life in what God has done, not in what we must accomplish. As we interpret the verse, we see that Paul's main concern is how this new reality shapes daily life. Burial with Christ means the old life no longer defines us. Resurrection with Christ means a new way of living now shapes our steps. Paul uses the word walk to describe everyday choices, habits, and direction. Newness of life is not limited to dramatic moments. It shows itself in ordinary faithfulness, steady obedience, and growing trust in God. This interpretation leads us naturally to application. Romans 6:4 calls us to live in alignment with our new identity. Because we belong to the risen Christ, we approach each day differently. We no longer ask only, what do I feel like doing? We ask, what reflects the life I have received in Christ? Walking the newness of life means choosing responses, attitudes, and actions that match who we now are. This doesn't result in a Christian life that feels effortless. Growth still requires discipline, repentance, and dependence on God. Yet, the motivation has changed. We do not obey to become alive. We obey because we are alive. Resurrection life shapes how we speak, how we forgive, how we handle temptation, and how we love others. Romans 6:4 also gives encouragement when obedience feels slow or uneven. Walking implies movement over time. Each step matters, even when progress feels small. God's power is already at work within us. Our calling is to walk forward, trusting that the same glory that raised Christ from the dead is sustaining our steps today. Living this way brings freedom. We are no longer trapped by the past or ruled by sin. We walk as people who belong to Christ, confident that new life is not only promised for the future, but active in the present. Reflection questions. 1. According to the devotion, what facts about your identity does Romans 6:4 establish before calling you to action? 2. How does understanding walk as daily, ordinary faithfulness shapes your view of obedience? 3. What is one area of life where you can intentionally walk in a way that reflects your new life in Christ? Memorization reminder. As you finish memorizing Romans 6:4, recite the verse slowly and connect each phrase to your daily walk. Let the verse shape how you think about your identity, your choices, and the new life you are living in Christ.